Hello and welcome to the Yellow Block, a Peterborough United podcast. I'm Jared and with me as always is Matt.
Good evening.
And Jim.
Hello.
This is episode 10. It's a bit of a milestone for us. I think it's quite good.
Yeah, double figures. Who would have thought it, eh?
Right, now we just got to get double figures on listeners and we'll be away.
Yeah. In fairness, I think we've had 10 in total by now.
On this podcast, we'll be giving our thoughts on the last few results, Fergie Jr.'s new 3-year contract, and asking the question, as a club, where do Posh belong overall? Since we last recorded, we've played 5 times, losing 3 and winning only 2. Not great, is it?
No.
Not great, but as we were just saying off air, we're the form team now because Doncaster have won 0 out of the last 5. They're playing tonight as we record this.
I do hope they lose, I really do.
Hence why, despite we're only winning a couple, we are back in the playoffs.
With that, last 5 games, only winning 2. It's...
I tell you what, if we'd have won 2 more games in the last 20, we'd be almost odds on favourite, wouldn't we, to go up.
Should we talk about last Saturday then? Posh 2, Southampton, I wish. Southend 0. Good performance overall?
Yes. I know Southend weren't brilliant.
They were
but,
awful.
But we did play some good stuff.
Yeah, we did.
We did actually play some really good stuff.
We are knocking the ball around pretty good. It's on the floor.
Do you reckon, have you noticed a difference then? Obviously you do go a lot more regular.
It's a lot quicker. It's not just get the ball and just oof it. Whereas Nace still does try his best to do that, bless him. But
I mean, we're playing different football with the same players, so it's still bouncing off Tony Miles every time the ball comes to him. But
your opinion on him is changing, I feel.
He has gone through a bit of a fallow patch, that is true. I still think he's our best striker.
Yeah.
Because he probably is. But he's gone off the ball because he wasn't knocking him in, wasn't he? His like I say, his control is pretty poor. I'd say that's not changed at all. But he's not knocking the goals in now.
No strikers, really, are they?
Let's touch on Marcus Madison, if we have to, after my comments.
Yeah.
He's in great form recently, and he's won the huge honour of getting onto the Yellow Block cover art for this episode. So that's obviously his greatest achievement to date.
I saw something on Twitter when someone had put he's in League One, had the second most assists and goals.
Well, I've got a stat for you here. 13 goals and 28 assists this season. Important that we keep him at the club, you think?
It's not so much his assists, right? It's the quality of his assists.
They're like 28 impressive assists, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not 28. Yeah, let's just like tap, put the ball 2 feet. I'm seeing Premiership quality. I'm going to say it. I'm seeing Premiership quality.
No, some of his deliveries are.
But then some of his deliveries are very Spalding Sunday League-esque.
Now and again, he doesn't always deliver, but
if he always did, he'd be in the Premier League.
Nine times out of 10, I would be arguing at the moment.
I think his weakest bit of his deliveries are his corners. They're his weakest.
His free kick weren't bad, was it, against Southend?
His free kick.
Well, I think he was right behind that, were you?
I was behind that, and that looked the goal of the season to me. When I saw it from a different angle, it didn't look quite good.
Because our stand slightly different to where you are. Yeah. From our angle, it looked okay. He didn't look anything spectacular because it wasn't.
It looked to me like the keeper could have got it if he'd been a bit
quicker. But the keeper's took the step the other way.
It's a very bizarre technique he's got there, isn't it? It's almost like on the heel of his foot. And
it's not quite a knuckleball, but it's sort of more like really hard passes it.
I thought that about McCann, who I thought was our greatest free kick taker.
He's the best I've ever seen in the Posh.
Absolutely weird how he used to do it.
He used to hit it and then just stop his foot.
Isn't it weird though? You know, going back to Posh legends and Martin free kick takers, George Boyd, every time he ever scored a Posh goal, he'd never curl it in as such. It was always on his laces and he'd whip it in that way. He didn't really have that technique, did he, like a McCann or Madison?
No.
But Lee Tomlin, I tell you what, since Fergie's been back, he has shed a fair bit of weight. Can he make a difference, do you think, in the running?
Saturday he did look good.
Probably his best performance. What I will say, and someone actually came up to me after the game and said, oh, Tomlin's no good, isn't he? With Tomlin, you get one very good thing and then one very bad thing. And then one very good thing, one very bad thing. 50% of what he's doing is not bad now. 50% is still just giving the ball away.
Yeah.
I tell you what, at the end of the season, let me ask you a question to you two. If we could retain his services, would you want him to stay if he was demanding a lot of money?
On these contributions so far, you'd probably say no, wouldn't you?
No.
Fergie, I'd probably say yes.
Some of the things that you've been seeing, you can see he is at level above. Like the little flicks around the corners and the little bits of not
I think where
passing.
He has improved is his football brain, if I can use that old cliche. He understands the game well. if he was just on an average wage here, I think I would go for him, actually. I'm not a fan of Tomlin, as you know.
But he's going to come down from, what, 18, 20 grand a week. We're not going to... Yeah. Dara said on Twitter...
He's not worth that.
No, Dara said, well, we can't pay that, can we? We'd have to remortgage everything and sell all the players. But Dara did say on Twitter that it's not... Never say never. You never know.
The thing is, like, he has come back online because he knows the chairman. He gets on well with the chairman. So would he be willing to take a pay cut?
He's not going to go from the Premiership to League One.
But where is he at the moment? Because isn't he not even registered at the club he's at?
No, he's not even in the Premier League registration.
Is he 30 now? Mm. He's at a bit of a...
He doesn't really play under 23 football, does he?
There's not going to be big clubs coming in for him now. No.
So. I think he'll get a lower league championship side.
Mm. Or do you want to come back, sort of be a hero, get Posh promoted?
Would he be playing in that team?
He did work really well at Bristol City, Middlesbrough.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he would, personally. Not as the first choice, anyway. Not in the championship.
Like I said, I think under Fergie, if we could get him. Same with Maddison, he's been a lot better under Fergie. As is Tomlin, so maybe if we can shed some weight off him, I think in the running, I want him in the squad because he really could turn it on. And
I think now Fergie's been given that 3-year contract, is those players know that he's going to be there for 3 years, possibly, but they know that they may not be there.
Yeah.
Hence why they're now thinking, right, got to pull my finger out.
And as well with Ferg, you know, when obviously Evans signed his 3-year deal, or was it 4-year?
Know.
It was one
four
of them.
Years, I think.
Everyone's going, oh yeah, 4 more years of this. Fuck's sake. Everyone's like, but obviously with Fergie, oh yeah, 3 more years of actually passing the football around.
We'll touch on Fergie a little bit later, but since we last recorded, we've lost to Wimbledon, Coventry and Bradford. How are we in the playoffs? I think Kisby answered that earlier, but you know, it is a hell of a... We've lost 3 out of 5 and currently, we do sit in the playoffs, I know.
Against poor sides again. You know,
against apart from Cov, relegation fodder. Yeah. Which they are.
Yep. I mean, Southend were poor, but we played plenty of poor sides this season and lost to them, not just drawn, but lost.
Doncaster.
Did you reckon it does say a lot about League One then, the standard of the league, that given that form, we're in the playoffs?
Yeah, it's not great, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what the standard is it? You can only play against the teams you...
I'd like to add, after 3 minutes, Doncaster took the lead against Bristol Rovers, so...
That's just seventh.
Currently, we are seventh, but we're still in the mix.
Yeah.
So, on the back of that, then, I asked this question last week and we all agreed. Are we going to make it into the top six come May?
It's very hard to judge because the difference, right? Not that long ago, I was saying things like, we've already done enough. Mm. Because we were that far ahead of all the Coventries, Blackpools, etc. Now, there's 14, it's one of four, isn't it? Doncaster, Coventry, Blackpool, and us. Right, it's one of those four. So all of a sudden, you've got 25%.
I said in the podcast last time or the one before that this is rubbish. It's between us and Doncaster. No one else is going to catch up.
But it was at the time.
Yeah, I know, but they
haven't. And Charlton were sort of still involved in that. But obviously, they've gone 9 points clear.
Yeah. It's very, very hard to tell. I wouldn't like to put money on it either way.
No.
Very hard.
I would say I think we'll just fall short.
I'd rather come seventh this season. Because what do you have to do?
No,
I
said that.
Do the rebuild in the Championship or do the rebuild in League One?
No chance of that team going up through the playoffs.
Exactly.
I do agree. I said that in the article in the week. I said that I think it is better to rebuild in League One because then we've got a chance of...
Because then the pressure is such.
No, I mean, if we went up this season, you've got to get 12 to 15 Championship players in one window, which we're never going to do that.
Never.
No. Never in a million years. Struggle. So. Let's move on to Darren Ferguson then. Just signed a 3-year contract with the club. It come as a bit of a surprise to few. Are you happy with the decision? Because I know you wanted him here, kind of, but you wanted to mentor someone else, didn't you?
I'm a big fan of his, and I'm very, very, very happy. And I find it disingenuous to the nth degree that people seem to hate the man. I don't. And fair enough if you don't think he's going to do well here, or fair enough if you think there are better options, but... To vilify the man, I don't understand the complete madness of certain people.
I couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. See, and there is a fair few on Twitter who actually, they've used the words hate, despise. Yeah. They really dislike him.
Bear in mind, we had Steve Evans beforehand.
Yeah, we are seventh. Doncaster scored a second. Yeah. But they really do strongly dislike him. Now, this is...
Steve Evans had won 3 out of 15.
Yeah, technically.
He wasn't on a roll, was he?
No, and statistically, Fergie is the most successful manager we've had. Yeah. Now, I just don't understand why you despise that. I reckon Fergie's been given the misses one. He must have been. There must be something personal why they'd hate him so much, because it can't be football reasons, I wouldn't have thought. I don't understand it. I really don't. We did ask for some input on Twitter. I think we got a poll and some feedback on that.
55% are happy with the decision. Okay, it's a majority, but it's a slim one. Again, this is our most successful manager ever. Don't understand that. Jordan said 53% of people don't have brain cells. Cam PUFC, it's a backward step. Again, I don't understand that. Because
the backward step is Dave Robertson.
But we did say on the last podcast, in fairness, Fergie's not our first choice. We all said that. We think maybe he's been here. You said maybe he's been here too long. It's time for a change. I said the same thing. But now it's happened, I'm not against it. There's a lot worse options.
I mean, he's not a backward step. It's a safe option, purely because he knows the club, etc. Yeah.
100%.
Yes. Personally, I would like someone new to come in. Somebody totally refresh, new to the club. But Fergie's our best option. So I don't mind that.
When he was last here, was that the season he got us into the playoffs?
Yeah, he came back halfway through the season.
And we lost to Leyton Orient.
No, that was the first season we got relegated out of the Championship after 2 years. When he came back, it was first season back in League One. Gary Johnson got sacked.
Yeah, we went up, didn't we? Then we went down with the records point.
Went up for 2 years, got relegated, and then...
Then his last season
Orient
was...
Orient was that season.
Yeah, but then he carried on the following season, didn't he?
Yes, for about 4 months.
Yeah, because then he got sacked after MK away.
Okay, where were we in the league when he got sacked?
About 15th.
That's probably his worst position, I should imagine, though.
But like I said...
I don't think we've ever been below.
At that time, he should have gone. He said he needed a refresh and things like that after the Championship season. But there you are. Anyway.
Aidan said, holy shit, Fergie has brainwashed our fans. Well, we remember the good times. I remember being at Old Trafford. It's not hard to know. I mean...
Also, I remember there being, 7,000 people there on Saturday?
Most of those were freebies. Kieran Hackney said, I'd like Mark Warburton. Very good manager. I mean, my knowledge of other managers is little to nothing, so maybe you two can comment on that one.
He did all right with Brentford, but then their assistant did even better with them, so it's a tough one.
Then he went to Rangers, did okay, but then again, I don't think he would want to take the step down to us without being harsh to us.
That's realistic. I mean, Oliver said Paul Hurst.
That's the one I suggested. I think that would have been a decent option. But it's done now, isn't it? It's we've got Fergie for 3 years.
JC Footy, Paul Clement.
We won't be able to get him in.
No, he's way above us. Bloody hell, he was Carlo Ancelotti's assistant at Real Madrid and Bayern Munich. He's not going to be at London Road, is he?
He's been at PSG as well.
Imagine that. Oh, God, he'll end up on Prozac quick.
All these names, right, get bandied about, but none of them want to come here. So it doesn't matter.
Although, can you remember when Gattuso, he applied for the posh job?
I remember
Gennaro
Fowler
Gattuso applied.
Well.
Yeah, but what, Fowler's done nothing in management. Yeah. Well, Gattuso's now manager of AC Milan. And he would have been at... It's mental, isn't it? Obviously, he's had a huge step down.
He'd have been a fucking nutcase. I mean, before Evans was a nutcase.
Is it realistic that Fergie will be given the full 3 years?
He,
I would have thought
he's
no before.
He's going to be given at least two. At least, I think.
I think beforehand, no. But I really do believe, I don't know if any of you listened to Dara's Periscope session, but I do think the coin has dropped with them. I really do think that they know now that they've got to just leave him to it and crack on with it. He can't keep doing the cycle Kisby said last week of backing them, sacking them, and then hiring someone else with other people.
What we should be asking is not will he get the 3 years, but should he get the 3 years?
100%.
And the answer is yes.
Yeah. Because it is going to, because you can't build up what Evans has just proved it. You can't do, especially at our level, you can't do a rebuild in a summer.
Well, we don't know if he could have done, because he got sacked prematurely, didn't he? But
especially the way that he traditionally does it, i.e. get young, hungry players in. You've got to have time to develop those players. Even the best posh players took a few years to develop. CMS wasn't that great when
at
he
the
came
start,
here.
No.
Are you looking forward to going back to the club's policy, young and hungry?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it has been successful for us.
And so, like you're saying on his Periscope thing, oh yeah, we went against our club ethos, etc. Well, no, you're the club owner. You should have put your foot down and go, no.
Well, no, but they wanted, but it weren't working, the club's policy at the time. He thought, let's try a different avenue. They've tried it. It didn't work. Mm. I think fair play. But yeah. I always used to get wound up with the young and hungry thing. Every time we signed a player, I just didn't know who they were. No one knew who they were.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that's going to change. But when Evan signed them, I still didn't know who they were. And they were like seasoned professionals. So.
From Scotland, though.
There you
that's
are.
Only problem.
We've got a poll on that, on whether it's realistic he'll be given the full 3 years.
58% thinks he's here to stay.
So again, the majority. Only just that.
Sort of, yeah.
Let's look back at Cam's point, what he just mentioned, a backward step. Do you think some posh fans have unrealistic expectations of where the club should be?
I think, in fairness, right, if you've only joined the club within the last 5 years, or last 10 years even, you sort of assume we're at that level that we need to be, i.e. at the top of the League One or bottom of Championship. Trouble is, as we all know, we all drone on about it, especially people of my age, is we're not. We're not like that. Mm. We're almost a non-league side, traditionally. I think we looked at the stats, didn't we? And for quite a large percentage of our time, we've been non-league and League Two. I think 50%, something like that it was.
We've got some stats on it. But do you think they've become unrealistic, Jim? And the
I think we're League One. We are a League One side.
Yeah.
If you look at everything from the club, we are a League One side.
A lot of the fans who are moaning about a position are older, 30, 40. There's a lot of youngsters as well. But that surprised me because they've been there when it's been not so good.
But then again, they're mostly looking at some of the smaller sides that have got in championships. So like Burton, that's about it, Burton.
They're in League One though, so.
Yeah,
I think
they have that down.
Fans aren't realistic. No, as a fan, you want your team to do really well. You want your team to win. You want your team to go on and bigger, to be bigger and better than what it is. Fans are never realistic. If you want to be realistic, you know, don't be a football fan. So it's just something that exists, and, you know.
Well, we have done some research, and here's some points worth mentioning. Our league finishes. In our history, we've spent 34% of our time in League One, 30% in League Two, and 30% in non-league, and only 6% in the Championship. So that just tells you everything. Mm.
Yeah, we're not a Championship side, are we? Everyone would agree with that.
Like,
so the majority, 34%, is in League One. It's a hell of a lot in non-league as well, like you said, Elizabeth. So next season will be our 7th season in League One. Consecutively,
hence my point.
That just proves the point. Then we are a League One side. We've been trying
recently,
and well,
it's true. But it's true.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
During our time in League One, our average finish is 12th. So this again, it's just proving a point.
Mm.
Yeah.
That we are actually pretty much where we should be.
So I think we should be happy with. Oh, are we going to get in the playoffs?
You're never going to be happy with, like, say, mid-table in League One because it's boring. But the ambition's certainly there from the owners, I believe, to get us further up. So our average finish in the Championship is 20th. So when we were there, we were strugglers.
Yeah. But we've always struggled in the Championship.
When you are in the Championship, you look at the fixture list and you're like, oh, God. That's all right. Every time I'm like, no, we're going to get battered.
Leads away. And
yeah, probably a draw there. And it's hard work, isn't it? But our overall finish in the English football since joining the Football League is 63rd, equivalent of 19th in League One.
Yeah.
Let's move on to attendances then. Over the last 10 years, our average attendance is 6,974.
That's
again, you know, if you were to put that in perspective, you think that's a mid-table League One club or even a bottom.
Or even League Two, really.
Yeah. I think one thing that the current owners and Darren McAnthony have done, they've tried to get schools involved. So more recently, we've had crowds of 7,500, I think it was on Saturday. A lot of those... Well, they weren't in London Road end. London Road was absolutely empty.
We were going to touch on that, but we'll talk about it now. So the club have introduced the school initiative scheme, haven't they? It's basically where the members from the club are going around to schools and trying to get the kids involved, isn't they? They're trying to get the kids hooked on posh.
Which is a good thing. You can't knock them for that.
No, it's fantastic. And it is working. The kids are going, and if they go and they enjoy it, they're going to be harping on at the parents, and they're like, how can we go again?
Yeah.
And they've obviously introduced the under-12 season ticket, so under-12s go free if it's purchased with an adult ticket. So it's not just to hook them in and then... But they got an offer there as well. So if they do enjoy it, they can come again. And
it's also everything else that comes along with it. Oh, yeah, they're giving her a free ticket. But then they might go in a club shop and they might buy some, or they might buy some food.
God, we make it out like we can't pay the rent on the ground. Hopefully they buy a hot dog and we'll get through next week.
Yeah.
But no,
as long,
I know 100%.
As long as that hot dog is 1.2 million, you're fine.
Yeah.
No, we're going to... No, you're right in what you're saying. It boosts sales.
Yeah.
But I just think...
That's a positive, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And the young kids from Peterborough or the surrounding area, they should be supporting Peterborough.
Yeah.
That's how it should
be.
And
I think it did help the team out a bit more, having more people in the ground.
And you compare that to when... I was at school many, many years ago with chalkboards. You know, it was no one, right, supported Peterborough United when I was at school.
Really?
No one. Literally no one.
And you was obviously school in Peterborough.
I was the only one. Yeah. So that is how it's changed. And that's
But that's why it needs to change, like you say. Yeah. Hopefully, if you went into a school now, there would be maybe two.
There is.
I'd like to think so anyway. Now, going back to attendances, the lowest championship average this season is Rotherham at 9,680. So, again, we're a little while off that.
Yeah. Okay, in the championship, you get a few more away supporters, don't you?
So, saying that, during our three recent stints in the championship, our average attendance was 8,746. So, it does jump a fair bit. You got an extra.
I'm surprised it wasn't a little bit more than that, actually.
We did a few times, but say average is top and bottom, isn't it? Only Burton, Yeovil, and Scunthorpe have had lower in the second tier.
Especially Burton's only holds about 5,000.
Go on about the ground, let's talk about that. We have got, this is quite not a bad stat, this. We've got the 55th biggest ground in England. That's not too bad, is it?
Okay.
Only three clubs above us have smaller. Rotherham, Bournemouth. Bournemouth, and they're in the Premier League.
Yeah.
And Brentford. But they'll be moving into a 17,000 capacity stadium shortly, but they're still at the minute. Bournemouth, mind you, their ground is League 2, isn't it? It really is not good.
Yeah. Definitely.
At least we can say we've got a bigger ground than a Premiership club. We don't have to say what club it is. But I think ground-wise, we've spoke about it before, I quite like our ground. I think the main stand really is quite... So you've still got your grooves for your buttocks and testicles if you have them. So it's not... It does need upgrading a little bit there. Do we have to talk... There's, on the script here, we've got honours. I'd like to skip this because... Okay, well... The Posh have zero major honours in their history.
Yeah.
So that's for the producer that he's enjoyed that. And he's smiling like a Cheshire cat at the minute.
We've won the JPT.
Major.
Yeah, pretty major.
You get a couple of Freddos for winning it, Jim.
We've got a few playoff trophy.
Who did we win that under?
Fergie.
Exactly.
Do you know what? I think it was you, Matt, on one of the Posh reporting pages on Facebook had said, we haven't done anything...
Since
Fergie, because there was a fan moaning about it,
yeah.
And it's a very good point. Every win we've had, a trophy win or a promotion, recent years, last 10, 12 years, has been under Fergie.
Yep.
So for me, it's not a bad appointment there.
No.
On average, the Championship has 3.5 major honours per club. So when you put us in the Championship, and like you say, each club have got 3.5 major honours per club, and we've got the Johnson's Pay. Mm. So with all that in mind, and all the stats we've just read out, do Posh have a divine right, like some fans are suggesting, to be challenging and mixing it up in the Championship? Is it about time Posh fans started to be a little bit more realistic than they are?
I think personally it should be mixing it in the Premier League.
There's your answer to the question. That's it. That is the goal of the owners. I know they've mentioned it. They don't want to mention it too much because it sounds daft that we're mid-table League One.
Dara did when he first bought the club, didn't he?
You don't want to be realistic, though. You do want to strive for these goals, and, you know, you should always strive for them.
I do think with the owners and with the stuff they're doing off the field, and we could get into the Championship and hopefully stay there. That would be the plan for me, but fingers crossed. In League One next season, Ipswich come down and...
Bolton.
So it's going to be a tough league again, isn't it?
But I think you always get in League One, don't you? You always get one
you
or
always
two
get the big,
big
well, I don't
teams.
Three or four, I'd say, teams what... A bit higher than that level, but they're there for whether it's financial reasons.
Or have been at the higher level and dropped down, sort of thing.
But they've always got more
potential.
They've always got more clout, haven't they? Yeah, financial clout to.
Yeah.
Because they still get like. Sunderland's still got some a of parachute payments. Haven't they?
Jake Galloway says, on the next podcast, I would love you to discuss who's the most fit to be captain next season, or if Woodyard has been good enough as captain this year. Should he carry on?
He's been all right.
I wouldn't say he's captain material.
But the thing is, he was Lincoln City's captain, and then Braintree beforehand.
I think he'll come good under Fergie, though. I'll tell you who I liked as a captain, Russell Martin, when he was in the Championship. I quite liked him. I can't think of any real leaders we got.
There isn't any.
And to be fair, our squad next season will be totally different, I think.
Yeah.
What about someone like a mainstay who's always been at the club for ages, say Marcus Madison, why not?
He's got a strong personality, something people respect, look up to.
That's why Boswick got it that time, because it would always heart in the sleeve, 110% each game.
I think Taffazzoli would have got it if the club knew that he weren't running down his contract.
He's not had a great season, though, has he? I used to like him, but...
Dara did say in the Periscope session, if he can start to take criticism well, he might be a good player. So that to me alludes to maybe he's been criticised and chucked his toys out the pram, so to speak. And again, maybe not captain material.
He's not been great, you know.
His head's gone, isn't it? His head's at another club.
Thing is, though, like, he's out of contract, but like you're saying, Kisby, he hasn't had a great season. He's been injured for some of it as well. Our Championship club is really going to be looking at him.
He should be trying to get a good year, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
A really good year, so his options are better.
And as well, if he was going to a Championship club, surely that would be sorted by now, surely.
He is going to go. And when you think to next season, there's going to be... We're not going to have a defence, really. You've got Ben White, who's...
On loan
from Brighton. Which really good player.
I don't think we'll get him back
either. No way, I'd be shocked.
He'll go to a Championship.
Tafazoli is out the door. So we're going to be struggling... Obviously, we lost Yorworth as well. He didn't really play. Bassong as well. We're going to be struggling for defenders. So we're going to have to... I think there's going to be a lot of incomings. I've always thought Naismith would be a good captain, but his performances haven't showed. Yeah. Maybe stick with Woodyard then. Jake's asked. He's probably not done enough this season, but under Fergie, he might be...
Or, if he does come back, Tomlin. Would you give it to him?
Do you know what? That... might be a good shout, actually, because
he really leads by example, doesn't he?
He is putting a bit more effort in, I think, as well now. And like I say, I think because he's played at a high level, maybe people are looking. Out of all the players, and like I say, I don't like the bloke, and I think he's overrated. I think that's a good shout,
purely just because of experience. Somebody, especially the younger, if we do get younger players in, or can look at him, he's played in the Premier League.
That's the yellow block suggestion then.
Yep.
A player who's not our player is going to be our captain next season.
But that could be part of the bartering point for him signing. Look, if you sign,
okay, then right,
we'll give you the captaincy.
Listen to this. You're in the boardroom, they're sitting down. Lee Tomlin, you're on 20 grand a week. We'll give you five to come to Peterborough, live in Peterborough, but you'll get that captain's armband. Yeah, I'm there. Sign on the dotted line. Not going to happen.
I think he likes Peter United. I think
that's why he's come back.
He might not necessarily. Money's not the overriding.
He's earned it.
Yeah, I don't think money.
And no one else is going to come in for him massively. You know, so
if we could keep him, I'd keep him. I just don't think we'll have.
But that was a big if. I'll literally throwing that one out.
No, I did think it. I just didn't say because I thought it was ridiculous, but. It's not a bad shout. If he was at the club next season, he does love the club, so why not?
Maybe offer him, you know, large chips and kebab.
He would sign then, definitely.
Yeah.
That's a way to, well, my art anyway. Yeah. So on the last podcast, we ran a poll about whether you want Darren McAntony to stay at the club or not, and it was 69% said they want him in. Since then, he's had a bit of a fallout on Twitter with a lot of Posh fans, blocking sprees, blocked a hell of a lot of fans. And so we ran another poll after that, and it's increased by 2%. It's at 71% that people want him in. So what does that tell you?
Don't really alter what is put on social media.
I think, to be fair, with a lot of the fans he's blocked, these are the fans who are constantly slating, say, Ferguson. And Darren deserves his criticism. I've given criticism about the Evans deal and all that, but it's intense. It's a hell of a lot. And I think I understand from that point of view where he is trying and he's putting a lot of his own money in as well. And it must be sometimes you look on there and you think, you know what?
Yeah,
get away.
Especially like after some of the losses that we've had. People are at him literally 2 weeks after a game.
If you go on social media, you're going to get that. If you want to avoid it, don't go on social media.
But the thing is, though, the other two don't get it on social media.
Do you think he's wrong for blocking the fans?
Yes and no. Because you're on social media for a reason, but then you are mostly pissing off customers and fans. That's what we are to them. We are customers.
Yeah, but if you go and buy, you know, a chair from a chair shop, you don't tweet to the owner real abuse like
some people do.
People don't tweet about the manager of a chair shop. Say, how can you bring him back three times in a row? That's madness. They don't do it, do they? That's
why you're on this podcast, Kisby, with insight like
that.
I do
wonder sometimes.
I understand why he has. I think blocking's maybe don't do that, just ignore them. But I understand how it's frustrating, and a lot of fans, there is a few on there who I genuinely do believe they are happy when Posh don't win. because it kind of proves their theory right, if you like, that Darragh shouldn't be there, that Fergie shouldn't be there, and Evans before that. I do think they're actually quite happy when we don't win. Now, that to me, that's not a fact.
These are the people that are just sitting in the armchair all day. Yeah.
That's not a fact.
In a dark room.
And like I said on my article of it, I said about that if having a certain manager at your football club is enough to make you stay away, then I really don't think you're a fan anyway. Now, that's not a dig. Obviously, you said when Evans came in that you was going to stay away. You didn't.
No.
Because you love Posh. Mm. And a lot of fans have said Fergie's back.
Very, 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 very tempted. But
I know.
There's people still now that won't come to the club because Barry Fry's still here.
Yeah, I just don't think that's true. I think that's a myth.
True. Yeah. It is true.
So when he got suspended then, Gates didn't go that much, did it? When he was weren't at the club.
No, but that is an excuse that people use. But I find the people that are
I mean, it's an excuse. I don't believe
the
it.
The most vehement in their abuse of these people are the ones that are less likely to go to a football match. Those of us who are a bit more mellow in their abuse, if you want to put it that way, we're the ones that go.
After some of the games, the football ship, blah, blah, blah. But you're thinking, I've just watched it and we actually played all right. It was just two defensive mistakes.
I've noticed, when I've gone to Posh and seen a good performance and you go on Twitter and it's like, oh, we were shit. I thought, you must have been seeing a different game. But people view football differently.
Yeah.
Or they haven't been and they've just listened to it on the radio.
I think as well, one of the reasons we do it sort of monthly, apart from being pretty lazy as human beings, we didn't want we're the best team in the world, we're the worst team in the world. There's nothing in between in football, is there? There is absolutely nothing. We didn't want that.
If we were to record straight after, it would be a huge overreaction. I think that's why it does work with, because it's more of a review and you're more, we got more of a balanced opinion on it. But maybe fans should be like that after the results.
But that's what it is to be a passionate football fan, isn't it? You don't want to be mellow and understanding and all the rest of it. You want to be full on. And it changes your whole week when you win. You know, you have a spring in your step when you go to your dead end job.
Like when you go,
producer.
It's so true.
Come in on, a bit like when you come on a Saturday, you feel like you actually want to watch the highlights and even
I remember when we were in League One a few years ago when we had Boyd and players like that. Mm. And every time Posh played at home, I just knew it was going to be 4 or 5 goals.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think under Fergie this time, we can't expect it all to happen in one window. We've learned that can't happen. Like, and under Evans, it was too much. There's a couple of 2 or 3 years, and I reckon with Fergie and the new owners, I think it's important that we've got two new owners, the fresh ideas, helps Darragh out as well.
Yeah. And obviously that school initiative, which they brought in as well.
I think they are going to build the fan base. The training ground's improving. Everything off the pitch is improving.
To be honest with you, you're already seeing it. It is a bit more exciting because it's been dross for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
It's real dross, like boring. You know, there's nothing worse than boring football, is there? So on Saturday, it was entertaining to watch. 90 minutes flew by because it was entertaining. Yeah, Southend were rubbish, but it was entertaining and it was, you know, you enjoyed being there. It wasn't just I'm meeting my mates for 90 minutes and I may occasionally glance at the pitch, like it has been for quite a few years, in fairness. It was, I like watching this. Yeah, I can remember why I'm parting with my hard-earned money sort of thing.
That's why I think a bit of patience is needed with let the owners and Ferguson try and build the club again, because I think it's got potential and
the basis is there, isn't it? I think the personalities, including McAnthony, for, you know, despite what I say about him sometimes, I think the personalities are there to actually build something now, but they've got to see it through, i.e. they can't just say, right, we're getting a bit of a criticism, let's sack the manager. Who cares what the supporters
or we have
think? Who cares?
Or we lose, like, say, 3, 4, 5 games on the chart and we slide down the table a bit.
Because I just don't... Every time it's you go on social media, and in the stands to a point, it's after a loss, the manager's shit. He's the worst thing that's happened to the club. After a win, it's like, oh yeah, we're back on... That's why a bit of... Just even it up a little bit.
You shouldn't let other people influence what you do. It's like when Godden the other week said that he'd lost all confidence because people were getting on his back. Doesn't matter what clowns like me are saying about him. Do your thing. You know, you've got to see it through. You've got to think, right, I'm not going through a good patch at the moment. You know, whether you're a manager, player, whatever. And go on and achieve and prove idiots like me wrong.
Well, let's hope the owners have that with Darren Ferguson this time. Hopefully they do. Just give him the time. Let it happen. Get these non-league gems through the door again. Polish them up and get back to what we're good at.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Finally, we've got one more poll. Yeah, Doncaster are 3-0 up, so we are 7th, but we're still in the mix.
Yeah. So
finally, we asked on Twitter, and this poll was requested by Matthew Kisby. So we did do the poll. We asked on Twitter, who is your favourite or the best Yellow Block host?
Yeah. Now, can I just say...
It's not me.
Before I announce the results, there are no losers in this poll, apart from Jim, who came last. So congratulations, no, Jim.
Did he? Yeah, and I looked.
Jim was on 18%. Okay. Now, you two...
That's 18 more than I thought I would get. Yeah,
you two come from... an era where, you know, it's not the winning or losing that counts. Everyone gets a certificate.
No. It is the winning that
counts. Listen, I'm not the fat kid at PE anymore. I don't need to hear that no more.
I come from an era where there's winners and losers at school. But you two, everyone got a certificate just for turning up, right? So I think that in that sort of, you know, in honour
Kisby, of that read the results, buddy.
Can I just say thanks to Zoe for voting for me? Because if it hadn't been for her, I would have finished last.
Hang on. Does this mean...
Hang on.
You've recruited voters?
No, in fairness...
So if I voted for myself, I would have...
scandalous accusation.
Did anyone vote for themselves?
No, I didn't. Did you?
No, I didn't.
But he's hired people.
On heart, this is no account. I had voted for myself. No, I swear on everything.
You know that I don't even have access to the Twitter account.
I've got two accounts, but I did not vote on either. Yeah. Oh, hand on heart.
Okay, clearly we need to have a...
But
in equal joint first place,
last.
No, Jim was on 18. Pending a steward's inquiry, I was way out in front of Jim on 19%. So 1% difference. And
so
Jared...
Jared got about 60%.
You two, when I saw, were like 19 each. You've called your friend Zoe. Just get me over the line so I'm not last.
I really wish I hadn't mentioned that. Now, honestly, she just texted me. Do you know what she actually said to me? She said, look, I saw the poll, because I didn't even mention it to her. I saw the poll.
No.
She goes, yeah, I voted for you. I said, oh, that's really nice of you. She goes, yeah, but actually, I wanted to vote for Jared. That's what she said to me.
I don't like her anymore.
Thank
either.
You, Zoe. Thank you, Zoe, very much. So what's the final results then, Kisby, of your poll?
Just in the lead on 63%, it's Mr. Jared Farmer.
See, now that is what I call a landslide victory. I feel like I'm in presence.
You're
podcasting, you're the...
Was Brexit, and look what that's got us.
You're the Montenegro of football podcasting, and you're the San Marino. That's how I feel. It's I do feel like levels above, and it's just proven the fact that that is the case, and the listeners have spoken, and your poll, what you so wanted to come out, has come out, and it's shown that I'm by far the better host. So. Even your friends think it. Sadly,
your car will be keyed very shortly, I'm predicting.
It's not even his car either.
Okay, I won't
fucking pay for it. Yes, it is. Kisby has got a new car, so I can't do it to his.
No. But thanks for the very few people that voted for me.
I'm just taking that. I'll win the Christmas quiz.
You all... Bloody hell, clutching its jaws. You all had votes, so there's people out there who do like you on the podcast. Just not
all
as many.
I can say is Jared... 18 people. Obviously, clearly got his whole family behind him on that one.
I have no family who listen to it, actually.
Would have got them to vote.
Yeah. I'm telling you now, I told not a soul about it. Listen, don't be sore losers. You lost.
Can I just say, I think people thought my name was Jared on that.
Do you reckon?
Hence why,
yeah. No, I don't. And sore losers.
Can I just say, they're mostly not going to vote for the person that doesn't get a chance to speak.
Well, you're the one who don't speak.
Well, because I have to wait for you to.
In fairness, we do edit out a lot of what you say, Jim.
Yeah, because no one understands me. That's why, most probably.
Just listen, just take it on the chin.
It's because
boys,
I wore a snoo that time, isn't it, Danny?
Yeah, you'd have got more... And to be fair, a lot of people who will like Kisby personally and probably like his opinions don't know how to use Twitter because they're all in like retirement homes.
That is true.
Mm. And I know the Wi-Fi in residential homes isn't very good. So to be fair, he probably would have done a little bit better.
Yeah, okay. Can we have a postal ballot next time?
No, because we'll all lose to you.
Actually, we'll give our producer's address for the postal ballot.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Yellow Block. Follow us on Twitter. I've turned you to Jim, sorry. Follow us on Twitter at The Yellow Block. Like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/TheYellowBlock. And visit our website, www.theyellowblock.net. Join us next time for our season finale on Acast, iTunes and Spotify.